This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, Rabbi Yisrael Shalom Aleichem. We're going to do B'siyat Deshmaya Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. And then this will be next week's Blat. And we will resume Daf HaShavua a week from Sunday morning with B'siyat Deshmaya, the Iyun Shira on Daf Yud Beis. And the following week, we're back to regular schedule with the help of the Rabban Hashem. Okay, we're going to start this evening from Yud Beis Amud Aleph from the Mishnah. Nine lines from the bottom. Achas almonas Yisrael. Both the widow of a Jew, of a regular Yisrael, v'achas almonas kaihanim, and the widow of a kaihain, ksubasa mana. Her ksuba is a mana. The fact that she was the almana of, Narashi interprets, almanas kohanim means an almana who's a bas kohen. Even though she has elevated yichus, nevertheless, she gets a ksuba of a mana, just like the almana who is the Yisraelis. Bezdin shel kohanim, the court of kohanim, hayu goivin lebesula arba meos zuz, would collect 400 zuz for the basula, who's a bas kohen, v'leimichu b'yadam chachamim, and the chachamim did not protest. So, Bezdin of kohanim would collect for a basula 400 zuz, and the chachamim did not protest. And the reason they did this is because of her elevated status. They would collect this money when she married a Kohen, and certainly Rashi says when she married a Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Tana, we taught, Ve'almanas Kohanim Ksubasa Masayim. The Almana of a Bas Kohen, her Ksuba is 200. Even though the Mishnah says, Achas Almanas Yisrael, Ve'achas Almanas Kohanim Ksubasa Mana. So the Gemara asks, Ve'anan Tanan Achas Almanas Yisrael, Ve'achas Almanas Kohanim Ksubasa Mana. We learned in the Mishnah, the Almana was a Bas Kohen, her Ksuba is a Mana. Amar Ravashi. Ravashi said, well, Shtei Takonos Hayu. There were two enactments for a Almana Bas Kohen. Meikara Takino Lebesula Arba Meozuz. At first, they enacted for a Besula 400 Zuz. Ula Almana Mana. And for an Almana Bas Kohen, a Mana. So originally, they enacted 400 zuz for a besula, who is a bas kohen, and 100 for an almana. Kivan, the chazu, the mezalzulahu, when they saw that they were a mezalzul in the almana, because their ksuba was so little, so tekinul humasan, they were masaking 200 for the almana of a bas kohen. Now, even though an almana of Yisrael, also the ksuba is a mana. I mean, what does it mean, the mezal zibahu? The whole purpose of the ksuba is to make sure that a husband doesn't divorce his wife. But 100 zuz was not enough of a deterrent to make sure that a husband did not divorce his wife. So, kivan dechazu dekaprishin minayu, when they saw that they were separating from, when they saw that they were separating from marrying a almana bas kohen. So first they were masaking 200 for an almana bas kohen so that people wouldn't divorce them. But then people said, what do I need to marry an almana bas kohen for? I'll marry a regular almana. So the army, they said, ad nazvina an almanas kohenim, instead of marrying an almana bas kohen, nezel nezel v'sula bas Yisrael. Why marry a almana bas kohen for 200 zuz? For the same price, I could get a basula. You know why? I'm just paying money for the name brand, but I'm not getting the same quality good. So I might as well marry a Yisraelis basula. So ahadrinu l'musayo, they reverted back that almana bas kohen was gets 100. Okay. The Gemara continues. Bezdin shel kohanim, the court of kohanim. Amr Rav Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. Loi bezin shel kohanim bavad amru. They didn't just say this about a bezin of kohanim, that the bezin of kohanim could charge 400 zuz for a bas kohen, besula, ela afilu mishpachas hamichasas b'Yisrael. Even if you have, let's say, a girl from a very prestigious family, imrotzu lasas kedach shekehanam oisin, if the bezin wants to give her 400 zuz like they did for the kohanim, oisin, they could do that. Meaning this is not specific davka to bas kohen, but they could up the ante on the ksuba of any prestigious woman. Meisve will ask a question. Haroid salasas kedach shekohanim oisin. If you want to do what the kohanim did to besula bas koyin, kagoin bas Yisrael a koyin, ubas koyin li Yisrael oisin. Let's say a daughter of Yisrael marries a koyin, or a daughter of a koyin marries a Yisrael. But bas Yisrael a koyin. But if it's just, so it says Gemara, bas Yisrael l'koyin, ubas koyin l'Yisrael, hu de'ikot sad kahuna. When could you add to the ksuba if it's a bas Yisrael l'koyin or bas koyin l'Yisrael? Because at least there's some sad kahuna here. Aval bas Yisrael l'Yisrael, but the daughter of Yisrael to Yisrael loy, you can add to her ksuba. You're not going to give her 400 zuz for the ksuba. It's only when there's a tzad kahuna here. Says the Gemara, loy mi boy kamar. The Braisa is saying, in a manner of loy mi boy, we don't need it to teach me this, but rather something else. Loy mi boy bas Yisrael li Yisrael, meaning it goes without saying that a bas Yisrael Yisrael you can add to the ksuba. This is said in the fashion of loy mi boy, that what's not stated is not needed to say. Loy mi boy bas Yisrael Yisrael dulay masi amar la iluye kama aylinan lech. Loy mi boy bas Yisrael to Yisrael, that you can tell her The husband can't say, well, I'm better than you. He can't say that. He's not better than her. He is Yisrael like her. So there certainly you could add to her ksuba. Aval bas Yisrael a koyin, bas Yisrael to a koyin. Where Dematzi Amar la, he could say to her, I'm better than you. Iluye kamalilan lach. I'm better than you. So I shouldn't have to give you any extra ksuba. Kamash Malan, that you do give her, you could give her an extra ksuba, because if she's prestigious, then Bezin could award her extra money for the ksuba. Okay, next Mishnah, we now come to again one of the major sugyas in Shas, and that sugya is Bari Vishema, where somebody comes and says, I am sure you owe me money. And the person who is being claimed from says, really? Not sure. I'm not saying for sure not, but maybe not. Now we're going to see Taisa says that if he says, I know I borrowed, I don't know if I paid back, then everybody agrees he's chayiv, because there's a chezkas chiyuv. He definitely was chayiv, and there's a suffix whether he paid back. The shaila is, what if he says, you know what, I'm not sure if I ever owed you the money in the first place. So this is the big sugya of Bari Vishema. Do we say Bari is Adif or not? Again, in a case of monetary law, the one who says I'm not sure is also holding on to the money. So since he's holding on to the money, therefore, that is another factor why he shouldn't have to pay. Says the Mishnah, Hanoisei Eso Isha, someone who marries a woman, Vlei Matzala Besulim, he doesn't find that she has a Besulim. Now until now, we're talking about a case where she says, no, I was a Besula. So it's a Bari and a Bari. But now we're talking about a case where she's a Shema. He Oimeres, she says, look. Meaning until now, excuse me, we're talking about a case where he says, he's a Shema, and okay, let's see. Hanoisei Eso Isha, someone who marries a woman. V'lay Matzula Besulim. We don't find, he says, she didn't have Besulim. He Oimera, she says, look, I'm granted not a besula. But let me tell you what happened. Misha erstani nanasti. After the erusin, I was raped. Misha erastani nanasti. After the erusin, I was raped. V'nestavcha sadeo, and your field got flooded. Meaning it's your problem. It happened after the erusin. V'hu aymer, and he says, loiki, it's not so. Ela ad shaloi erastich. It was before the erusin. He says it was before, and she says it was after. Now she's a bari. She's saying, I know when it was. He's a shema. He has no idea when it was. He doesn't know that it was before. He says maybe it was before. So he's a shema, and she's a bari. Now he's holding the money. He's the one holding the money. And he says, look, maybe I don't owe you the money because you were raped before the marriage. And it's a mekach tos. So Ram Gamliel of Rabbi Lezer Amir Namenes. Ram Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer says, Bari Vishema Bari Adif. She's believed. She's believed to say it happened. The rape happened after the erusin. Bari v'shema bari adif. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, loy mi pi anu chayin. We will not live by her words. Ela harezu b'cheskas b'ula. We say she's b'cheskas b'ula. He says that it happened before. We're presuming that she's b'cheskas b'ula ad shaloy tesaris before the erusin v'hitasai, and she tricked him. Unless she brings a proof to her words. So basically, we are saying that we have this machlokes that he says, I did not find her to be a basula. She says it happened after the erusin. He says it happened before. Ram Gamliel says, ne'emenes, she's believed. She's a bari. He's a shema. Bari v'shema bari adif. And she's believed, and she gets the ksuba. Ma she'in kein, Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Yehoshua, he says she's b'chezkas be'ula, and therefore chezkas mamoin is adif. He holds on to the money. It seems like the machlokes from Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua is Rabban Gamliel holds she's believed bari v'shema bari adif, and Rabbi Yeshua says no, we do not say bari v'shema bari adif. We leave the money by him. Itmar. It was taught a similar scenario. Mana li biyadcha. Let's say somebody says, I have a mana in your hand. The halaimer and the other guy says, the person who's being claimed says, any of them, no idea. I borrowed in the first place. He doesn't say, I borrowed, I don't know if I paid back. If he said that, he would definitely be chayiv. There would be a cheskas chayiv. But he says, I don't know if I ever borrowed the money. Rabbi Yehuda of Rav Huna Amri chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Huna say chayiv. This seems to be because bari v'shema bari adif like Rabban Gamliel. Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan, Amri Pater. Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan says Pater. Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Amri Chayev. Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda say Chayev, Bari Veshama, Bari Adif. And Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan, Amri Pater. Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan say your Pater. Uki Mamayne Becheskas Mare. They say your Pater because we're going to keep the money in the status quo of where it's currently located. Now, it sure sounds like Rabban Gamliel of the Mishnah, who says she's believed, holds like Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna, that mana li biyadcha lo imer ani yodea chayev. Just like she's believed to say that it happened after the erusin. And Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan say pater, they seem to say like Rav Yeshua, uke mamani b'cheskas mari. Amar le Abaye le Rav Yosef. So Abaye said to Rav Yosef, ha, the Rav Huna of Rav Yehuda, that which Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda said, chayiv de Shmuel hi. It sounds like the halacha of Shmuel. The Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah. Haisa umiubares. What if she was pregnant? This is, by the way, the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel. Va'amrila, and we say to her, oh, you're pregnant? Mativa shel uberza. What's the status of this child? Who's the father? She says, what do you mean? I'm telling you, Meyish Pliny v'Kayinu. I'm telling you, he's from a certain man, and he's a Kayin. So the child is kosher. Rim Gamliel of Rabbi Lezer Arim Nemenes. And Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer say she's believed. She's a Bari. Anyone else is a Shema. Va'am Rabbi Huda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Karam Gamliel. Rabbi Huda said the name of Shmuel, Halacha is like Ram Gamliel. So therefore, when Rav Huna and Rabbi Huda say that with a taina of a bari you could be moitzi mamain, that seems to be going like Shmuel, who said halacha is like Ram Gamliel, that bari v'shema bari adif. Now basically, we have two mishnayos in Ksubis, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph and Yud Beis Amud Beis, regarding bari v'shema bari adif. Yud Gimel Amud Aleph is, we're talking about the status of the child, where she says the father was kosher, and everyone else says we don't know. And that's not a matter of mamon, that's a matter of yichus. And Yud Beis Amud Beis, she says, I lost my besulim after the erusin and I'm entitled to a ksuba, that's a matter of mamon. And in both of those cases, Aram Gamliel says, bari v'shema bari adif. And now we're saying that when Rabbi Huda and Rav Huna say, bari v'shema bari adif, it goes like Aram Gamliel. Now, so far, we know Shmuel said halacha is like Ram Gamliel in a case of Yichus, where there's no Cheskas Mamain. But we don't know that he holds Bari Vishama Bari Adif even by Cheskas Mamain. So, the Amrile Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda L'Rav Yehuda. Again, Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel the halacha is like Ram Gamliel. Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda said to Rav Yehuda, Shinin, a sharp one. Amrit lan mishmei de Shmuel halacha gamliel af barishaina. You said in the name of Shmuel the halacha is like Ram Gamliel even in the first Mishnah on Yud Beis Amud Beis. Even there the halacha is like Ram Gamliel that bari v'shema bari adif. Now what does it mean even there? My af barishaina. What does it mean even in the first case? Meaning because in the first case the bari that she has, that she was nenas after the erusin, is being moitzi mamain. Afa gav de ikulameimar ukimamain becheskas marai. Even though you could say keep the money in the status of the master, amaram gamliel bari adif. And Gamliel says bari is better. So it comes out lema rav Yehuda v'rav Huna da amri kiram gamliel. It comes out rav Yehuda and rav Huna. They who say bari b'shema bari adif, they go like Ram Gamliel. For Rav Nachman, Rav Yochan, who say uki mamani b'cheskas mamain, da amri k'Rav Yeshua, they seem to say like Rav Yeshua, because these are seem to be identical cases. The Mishnah's case, where there's a machlokes whether she's entitled to the ksuba based on when she lost her besulim, before or after the erusin. It's a shaila of money. She's a bari. She says it happened later. He's clueless. He says, I don't know, maybe it happened before. This is exactly like a typical case of Bari V'Shema Bari Adif, that it should be dependent on the Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Huna, against Rav Nachman and Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara gives two reasons why Rav Nachman, who says Bari V'Shema Lav Bari Adif, would agree to Ram Gamliel in the Mishnah, Bari V'Shema Bari Adif. Says the Gemara, Amar lecha Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman would say to you, Ano da Amri afilu Kram Gamliel. I could say even like Ram Gamliel. I who say by regular money, Bari v'shem alav Bari Adif, I would say like Ram Gamliel. Because Ad Kan Loi Kamar Ram Gamliel Hasam, Ram Gamliel only said in the Mishnah she's believed to say she was raped after Ella Deika Migoy, because she has a Migu. Aval Hacha my Migu Ika. By a typical case, somebody says, you owe me $100, and the guy says, you know, actually, I don't know if I ever borrowed it. There's no Migu. So what exactly is the Migu in this Mishnah? Says Rashi. Well, in the Mishnah she says, I was raped after the Erisin. In our Mishnah where she says, I was raped after Erisin, you know what she could have said? She could have said, no, I wasn't raped. I'm a mukasetz. But a mukasetz is a much better taina. Why is it a much better taina? Because she won't be pasal l'kuhuna. But she says, ne'anasti, and she's passing herself to a kohen, because an eshes yisrael shenansa asur l'kohen. What about in the next Mishnah on Yud Gimel, where she says, he says that you were raped, and she says, I'm a mukas eitz. Meaning, he says you were raped before I married you, and she says, no, I'm a mukas eitz. She could have said, I'm a mukas eitz tachtecha. She would have gotten 200. Now she's claiming mukas eitz shaloit lav tachtav, and she's only entitled to 100. So, Rav Nachman says, I would agree with Ram Gamliel, Bari Vishama Bari Adif, in a case of Migo. In a case where she says, I was ripped, she could have said she's Mukaseitz. But in a classic case where somebody says, you owe me $100, and the guy says, you know what, I don't know if I borrowed it, there's no Migo in that case. Inami, another way Rav Nachman could fit in with Ram Gamliel.
Why couldn't he say that?
Believe me, again, a guy says, you owe me $100, Bari, and he says, well, I don't know if I ever paid back or not. So you should have a migo that what?
That he denies completely. He says, I never borrowed from you.
I mean, he could have been a Bari?
Bari.
Believe the Shema, because the Shema could have said Bari. Well, you mean he could have denied it completely? Usually, there's sometimes a chazaka against the ability to say, I could have denied it completely. Because sometimes we say a person would not have the audacity to deny a claim completely. So you can't say, believe me, that I'm not sure, because I could have said, I definitely didn't. We say, well, maybe you never would have, maybe if you're a liar, maybe you wouldn't have lied such a big lie, because that takes much more chutzpah. Inami, the Gemara says, Ad kan loy kamaran Gamliel hasam. Gamliel only said over there, Bari Adif. Ela d'arminan ukma chazaka. Because we say, let's establish her on the chazaka. She was born a basula. He says she was raped before the erisin. She says it was after. So we'll use chezgas haguf to say that it happened later. Aval hacha, but if somebody claims you owe me money, my chazaka is leilai. What chazaka does the one making the claim have? Says the Gemara, chanami mistabra. This is also logical. Kidikamash ninan. Like you're answering, the Rav Nachman huda amar karam Gamliel. that Reb Nachman holds like Reb Gamliel. It's mistaber to say that Reb Nachman is reconcilable with Reb Gamliel. Why? Because the imken otherwise kashya hilchasa hilchasa, there would be a stira one halacha on another. The kaimala and hilchasa Rav Nachman bedini. We paskin the halachas like Rav Nachman by monetary law. We paskin bari v'shema lav bari adif uvaha amar Rav Yehuda amar Shmuelach karam Gamliel. And regarding a woman who says that it happened misharastani nenasti, Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel the halachas like Rav Gamliel. Ela lav shma mina kidem shaninon shma mina. But rather we see, like we answered, that maybe even if Rav Nachman is right, that Bar Bisham Allah Bari Odif, but in a situation of Migo or Chezka Saguf, that would allow the Bari to win. Okay, we're going to hold it over here. Bezalel Hashem, we will pick it up the following week, Daf Yod Gimel. Thanks everybody for accommodating, and Bracha Vatzlacha. Kol Tov everyone. Good night, good night. Yeah, shkoyach, thank you. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.